Hello, I'm Michael Artsis. You are the Terrifics, and this is the Michael Artsis Show. Thanks so much for joining us. I am so excited today. I got Kevin across the glass with the Kevin cam. What's up, Kevin?
Michael, what's going on, Terrifics? How are you guys doing?
2 days in a row with the Kevin cam. I like that shirt.
Yes, wonderful Friday. Thank you.
Yeah, how's it working out for you? You look good. You look sharp.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Stand up for everybody, would you?
Okay, I'll give everybody a glimpse of my attire today.
I tell you, if I looked that good in a t-shirt, I would wear a t-shirt.
Far too kind, Michael. Far too kind.
You look good. I like it. Where'd you get that shirt? What is that?
I got it from Macy's. It's a guest shirt.
Yeah? A guest shirt?
Yes.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Appreciate that.
All right. This is the Michael Artsis Show. And at Be Terrific TV on all social media. And then, of course, you can reach out to us to join our Slack chat. Connect at BeTerrific.com. I'm in our Slack chat right now. I see Jenny there, CJ from Texas, Jay Bird. I am so excited today. What's up, CJ? What's up, Jenny? All right. If you want to join our Slack chat, connect to BeTerrific.com. Send us your feedback. And, of course, ask to join the Slack chat. All right. Kevin, it is Friday. So we are going to do something called Smash Something Friday.
Sounds good. Looking
forward
to it.
We're going to do it live. I've never done it live. Can we do it live in the studio? What do you think?
I think we should do it.
We'll have to, like, take a break to set it up. But we'll do it.
I'm with that. I think that.
Yeah.
I think that could work.
Excellent. I never went to the Apple thing today.
No?
No. I didn't go to the Apple thing. And I'll tell you why. somehow the gremlins in the electronics didn't work. So the guys from Apple sent me the invite. And they said it was 1 o'clock, but it was really 10 a.m., but they sent it from the West Coast. For whatever reason, it didn't adjust right on my calendar, so it showed up as 1 o'clock, so I accepted 1 o'clock. It was really 10 a.m., but they actually made a mistake because I was really supposed to be there at 7 in the morning.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I found out at 10 that it was supposed to be 10, or, you know, what they thought was supposed to be 10, and then I called them to say I can't make it because I'm, you know, whatever, I then looked at the emails and was like, did you guys catch this? There's like, I was supposed to be 7. So it all got mixed up. They're actually trying to set it back up. But, so I didn't do that.
Well, either way, I think the Terrifics, myself included, are happy to have you here.
Thank you.
Doing the show with us.
I'm happy to be here.
Happy to be here.
I'm happy to be with you, the Terrifics. I'm just happy in general.
Me too, especially Friday. Fridays are my favorite day.
Fridays are great days.
I think it's the best day of the week.
Is it?
Yes, my personal favorite.
What are you going to do tonight? What's the plan?
Oh, tonight I have it all planned out.
Yeah?
After I leave the studio.
Wait, you're going to do anything this weekend or just tonight?
This weekend? No, this weekend I have some plans.
Okay, so you're going to leave the studio tonight.
I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to get a bottle of wine.
Whoa.
Yeah. Nice bottle of wine.
Look at you, Kevin.
Yeah, I have it all planned out.
All right, let's see. What's the next step?
I'm going to go home.
What are you going to do for him?
I'm going to watch. Funny guy.
Hey.
I'm going to watch the Knicks versus the Bulls game.
With the bottle of wine?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm going to watch basketball. That's
it. So you're going to have a romantic evening by yourself?
Yeah, I mean, my girlfriend will be there, but.
Okay, this is your plan.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Yes.
What happened to the plan we discussed last night?
Yeah, I wanted to do it, but then the Bulls and Knicks are playing, and it's the first time D. Rose and Noel going back to Chicago. So I said, let's just do that tomorrow, Saturday instead. So we just pushed that up.
Okay, so what's the plan? But tomorrow, you're going to at least pick up flowers tonight?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. You did give me the blueprint on how to go
about this. I did lay out the – so I don't know if you remember. You remember Greg used to work here?
Of course.
Yeah. So Greg and his girl, Heather, didn't sleep in the same room.
Wow.
Yeah, and I fixed that for them on air.
So
I was helping. I'm helping you. You tell me your situation yesterday, and I said I can help.
So it's Michael Artsis, a.k.a. Dr. Love? is that what this is?
I don't know about that. I'm just helping. I'm helping.
No.
I don't want all that credit. I gave you some good ideas.
Hey, you might deserve all that credit. We'll see how it goes.
Really?
I'm going to let you know and the Terrifics know how the
All right, so you're getting the bottle of wine.
Yes.
Then you're going to get some flowers.
Okay, yes.
Don't forget the flowers like you just did.
Okay.
Then what?
Because I was planning a romantic night for myself, but if I'm going to include someone.
Well, I mean, you can't skip the Bulls-Knicks game once. I mean, you skipped the World Series game 7. That was a little bit more epic.
Yeah, but you know I'm a big basketball guy.
I know, but the Knicks are going to get destroyed by the Bulls. Let's be honest.
No, they probably will. But, you know, this is Rose and Noah's first game back.
You're
in Chicago.
A Bulls fan.
I'm not a fan to any particular team. I'm loyal to players.
Pick a team,
I am loyal to players.
You're a Bulls fan.
No, I can't. I can't stick with a team whose front office makes horrible decisions. It's hard.
That's what happens when you pick a team. You have to stick with them through thick
and
thin.
You know my whole thing, my whole argument with teams?
You can't just be like, I'm not a Jets fan because they're terrible. What would have happened if you were like, I'm not a Cubs fan because they haven't won in 108 years?
Yeah, I understand that. But I think Cubs fans kind of like love the misery a little bit too. But aside
it's not going to be as fun. They're going to have nothing to root for next year. It's going to be like, ah, we're going to do it again.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Now they're
like the Sox went through that, the Red Sox.
Yeah.
I got to adjust this. This got shrunk down a little bit.
It's a good problem to have. But I have a whole thing on this whole, like, loyalty to teams thing.
Wait, hold on a second. Who's going to win the game? It's the Bulls are going to destroy the Knicks.
Well, based on this season, yes.
Okay, based on this season. I mean, what, do you want to go back to the 90s?
Knicks have a very, very formidable starting five. Very formidable. All right. One of the better starting fives in the NBA.
What are you drinking over there? You got one of those watermelon drinks?
Oh, no. Just this is water? Just purified water.
All right. All right, so let's get back to the thing. So you really are putting this off till tomorrow night, but you can't bring the flowers tomorrow night because you'll be with her all day, right?
Yeah, I think tomorrow – actually, I think tomorrow will be a better day just because we have the whole day, you know, morning to –
That's a lot of pressure for you, Kevin. You gotta make her smile all day long.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I think I can manage that.
You can manage that?
Yeah, I think I can manage that.
All right, so tomorrow – okay, so today you're going to pick up flowers and the bottle.
But should, okay, what, but if I pick up the flowers, do I have to present it to her today?
Well, they're going to die if you don't, yeah.
So I should just pick it up tomorrow, right?
How are you going to break out and go get flowers? What are you going to say? I need to get gas for the car before we go out to dinner?
I have to get a car wash, so I was going to do that tomorrow anyway.
All right, so do the flowers tomorrow. But why don't you save the bottle of wine for tomorrow? You could have a bottle of wine tonight and tomorrow. That's for you?
Yep.
All right, so your plan tonight is for you to drink a bottle of wine. What's your girlfriend going to do while you're watching the Bulls game? Is she going to be with you?
I'm not sure, actually. I didn't even ask her.
All right, so she's going to go out with friends, and you're going to watch the Bulls-Knicks. By yourself? You want to go to a bar?
Nah.
What if we get together? We could watch the Bulls-Knicks game.
I'm fine with that, too.
All right, we might have to do that.
You know?
Okay. So you're going to watch the Bulls-Knicks game?
Yes, sir.
With a bottle of wine?
Yes.
All right. And then, you got a big screen?
Yeah. You know, I think I have the, is it 57, 55?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You're asking me like I bought it?
Well, you actually gave me advice on buying the television.
I did, but I don't know what you went with.
I went with the 55-inch.
The 55?
Yes.
All right, so you got the 55.
55, yeah.
All right.
And it's not bad. It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
You know?
And then you're going to want, it's a 1080?
Yes, it is 1080. No, it's...
It's 4K?
It's 4K, yes.
Wow, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, so Knicks, Bulls, and then what happens if the Bull? You don't care who wins, really, anyway. You just want to watch a basketball.
No, I want to see the Knicks win.
And you do want to see the Knicks win.
I want to see Derrick Rose have a great game, and I want to see the Knicks win.
Okay, and then the Knicks win. And then you're happy. If the Knicks lose, what happens? You're sad?
Not sad. I'll just continue.
All right, then what? You're just going to go to sleep? It's going to be about 10 o'clock.
I mean, my girlfriend's probably going to be there, so we'll probably like watch a movie or catch up on a show or something like
that. Okay, and then tomorrow you're going to get up and do what? You got a plan?
Tomorrow I'm going to wake up. I'm going to go get my car washed, get an oil change, and then afterwards, something just dawned on me.
Yeah.
Tell me what you think of this.
Okay.
Breakfast in bed.
Oh. Whoa, Kevin.
That's nice, huh?
I like that move. You're going to make breakfast in bed?
I'm thinking so.
Now, all right, let's walk through what you're going to do. Do you have eggs?
Yes.
Do you have, like, is it going to be eggs or pancake mix, bacon? What are you going to do?
I'm thinking French toast.
French toast?
Yes.
All right.
French toast.
French toast? You're going to make French toast? That's a lot of work. First, you got to get the bread. You have the bread?
No, I have to get bread. I don't have
bread. Are you going to shop tonight for that bread?
I mean, you know, just go in the store, pick it up, and
that's what I'm saying. Like, when you get the wine, get some bread.
Voila, we'll do.
Okay, so you got to get the bread. But I think if I could make a recommendation, make it a little bit better, get like some sourdough, some thick slices. Get something that's different, not your traditional like white bread. You know what I mean? Don't get like Wonder Bread.
Oh no, we don't. It has white wheat flour in there, which isn't good for you. You know, I'm a big health nut, so.
Well, I think French toast is not good for you. But okay, you want to make it healthier than?
Less than the evil.
Okay, let's. So do you have cinnamon at home?
Yes.
Okay. And so you're going to go to the store, but get like a loaf so you could cut it into big slices instead of like the pre-sliced.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Think that's better?
Well, it'll look like you actually, you know, you will have done more work, but it'll look like it's a better presentation. What do you want? You want like a kid's portion when you're in bed, or you want like a, you know, you want a thin slice like Wonder Bread? Even if you get the, you know, whole wheat, it's still going to be Wonder Bread.
No, Michael, you make a great point, and I definitely agree with you. I think you have me thinking here.
All right, so you got to think the whole process through. So we got the bread. We got the loaf of bread.
I'm following.
This is good advice for all the Terrifics, by the way.
Definitely.
All right, so you got the whole loaf
of
bread.
We almost should save this for Valentine's, but we'll continue.
We can do something better for that.
Okay.
So we got the whole loaf of bread.
All right.
All right. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to, maybe we'll have somebody in here cooking for Valentine's Day, like showing some recipes. So we're going to slice this thick.
That'd be cool.
All right.
Okay.
She probably needs two slices. That's enough.
Yeah, two slices.
All right. But you have to have breakfast with her, right? She's going to want that.
Yeah, maybe so.
Okay, so you got four slices. So you got to make sure you got enough for four thick slices.
Okay.
Okay. And then I would always buy extra in case you screw up. So then you got to make sure you have eggs, right? So the French toast starts with the bread, the eggs, and then you maybe, I think, a little milk you put in them, a little bit of milk.
I throw a little milk in there.
Yeah,
yes.
And then some cinnamon, right?
Cinnamon, yes.
You got anything else you're gonna do? Special touch?
I think I'm gonna have some strawberries.
That's what I was gonna say. How about some strawberries?
Slice them up and put them on the side. Maybe.
Now, what if you bought some oranges and you fresh squeezed them into a glass? You think you could handle that?
Wow. You're onto something. I like that.
So you need probably fresh about oranges. Five oranges for a glass of orange juice.
Oh, wow. So 10 in total if I'm going to have one.
10 in total if you're going to have one.
Okay.
So you're going to sneak into the kitchen. You're going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is good. This is a good plan. You got the frying pan?
Yes.
You got some butter?
Yes.
All right. And you got the... All right. You're good. All right. And you got like a tray?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. You're all set.
I think I'm in good shape here.
You're in good shape. So you're going to make a breakfast in bed?
Yes.
And then that's going to start the morning off right. Do you want to buy a bottle of wine and a bottle of champagne? You could start with the champagne, too. Like, you could throw a little champagne in that orange juice, a mimosa.
Michael, this is great. I like that. I should talk to you about this all the time. Definitely a mimosa.
I'm just
freewheeling
here.
It sets the mood
here.
For a great day.
Exactly. I'm freewheeling here.
You know, you have a little buzz, and, you know, you're feeling good and
well, then you might not be careful about driving now. But also, like, you got to skew your oil change in the car wash a little later in the day if you're going to pick up the flowers, because otherwise the flowers are too early.
I don't know, Michael. It's long overdue, this oil change.
Yeah, but I'm just saying a little later. Well, you're going to listen. You're going to have breakfast at what, about noon?
No, I'm planning on having it first thing in the morning.
First thing in the morning? You're going to wake her up at 8 o'clock?
Maybe like 9, 10.
Okay, 9, 10. So 9, 10, you lay there for a while.
A
it's now like 11, 12.
Exactly.
Then you go out, maybe like by the time you get going, it's like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock?
Okay, yeah, that works. Maybe
okay.
Do we start off in about... Okay, no, continue. I was going to ask you. Do we start with the bowling first, or do we go to the meal first?
No, you got to take her to dinner. So you want to take her to bowling. And I said, instead of just doing bowling, you got to do like the rock-a-bowling, where it's like music and bowling at night with drinks. It's adult bowling, you know?
Okay. Yes.
Not like adult movies. It's adult bowling.
Okay.
It's like R-rated, you know?
Gotcha. I got
Not
you.
X-rated. R-rated.
R-rated.
So, but you should call the bowling alley. Saturday night's probably going to be pretty busy. You might want to call them today and rent the lane for a couple hours.
All right. I'm going to need to do that, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
So call them today after the show. Rent the lane for a couple hours. Tell them you're from the show. You want a lane.
Will do.
That's it. We'll give them free promotion.
All right.
We'll plug them.
I think they'll take that.
Yeah. And so then you get the lane for, you know, 2 hours is probably enough bowling. So what you do is you take her to a nice dinner. You said she likes Italian food. I set you up with the spot, right?
Yes, you did.
Okay, so call them, make a reservation, 7 o'clock tomorrow night.
All right.
Because you're going to have the whole day together, and you got to do the flowers, and you don't need to back it up to like 8, unless you want. I mean, I prefer later dinners. I like to have the night go late. I'm a late guy.
Yeah, I'm just kind of pacing, because if it's going to be at 7, right?
Right.
And we do the breakfast and everything, we have to kind of like wait a little longer before we head out. No?
This is what I'm saying. Well, yeah. You got to go get the oil change.
Yeah, but that's going to take about, what, 30 minutes?
Well, and you got to get the flowers. This is what I was saying.
Everything's pretty...
All right, hold on. I got a plan. First of all, let's just say this is not a special occasion. You're just doing this because this is a nice thing to do.
Just because.
The special occasion is you're together.
Yes, exactly. You know?
Exactly.
And it's time, you get a chance to spend some time together. So
exactly.
You know, make it a little special.
All right, so here's what we're doing. You're going to get up. You're going to make the breakfast. Let's delay the breakfast to like 9 o'clock, all right? Let's not do it before 9. You get up, you make it 9 o'clock. It takes you about a half an hour. Prepare it, make it, blah, blah, blah. Okay, it's now 9:30.
Okay.
Okay? 9:30. Is that your phone?
That's my phone. It's me.
Answer it, man. Answer it.
I don't want to talk to them.
Don't answer it, please.
I don't want to talk to them.
Yeah. Yeah, please don't answer it. That wouldn't be cool. All right, so 9:30, you're going to have breakfast ready.
Yes.
You finish breakfast, you take your time, you tell her some nice things. 10 o'clock, breakfast is done.
Okay, that works.
You hang out there now in bed till like 11-ish, right?
All right.
Now it's 11-ish. Now maybe you just slow to get going so you can stretch it to like 11:30 without it feeling awkward, right?
All right.
And then...
Buy some time here.
11:30, you start to get dressed, right? But you're going to take a shower...
I don't want to dress pretty. I want to dress nice and decent. So, yeah.
Well, you're not going to get changed later?
I actually need a haircut, too.
Oh, there you go. All right. So, we got the high and tight, right?
All
right.
Yes. All right.
So, what, 11:30, you're going to get dressed. That's going to take a half an hour, right?
Just about, yes.
All right. So, noon, you're going to – why don't you take her to lunch? Just nothing crazy. Just a quick lunch.
Lunch and dinner.
But lunch, and then, honey, I'm going to drop you off, let you do whatever you want. And I'm going to go do a couple things. Or what you could do, you could run out of the house, tell her you're going to have lunch at 2 o'clock. This is what you do. You go and get the flowers, you get the oil change, and your haircut. Come back about 2 o'clock. Did I say 1? I meant 2. You're going to have a late lunch. Come back at 2, pick her up, have a quick lunch, take her shopping, you know, do something nice. Then you come back, she gets ready for the night, and you do like a little bit later dinner. You do 8 o'clock dinner. And then you make bowling like 9:30, 10 o'clock. And then 10 o'clock, and then you go bowling till about midnight, and then you take her home and have a nice time.
No, I like that idea. It actually sounds good.
That's the pretty whole, good, right? The man, entire the whole, day I just used up.
Yeah, man, the entire day. I'm not going to lie. I was hoping to kind of like use maybe like half the day and then maybe get home and then watch basketball and relax again some more. But okay. That's for tonight.
I mean, is it always all about you, Kevin? Always?
I work a lot, man. I don't get too
much
time.
Does she work
myself.
A lot?
Yeah, she does.
Okay. Just saying.
No, you're right.
I mean, you're here. You watch highlights. You watch basketball at home. I mean, you know, one night, Kevin.
One night. Okay. I can't be too selfish. I have to be able to give a little bit more.
Why don't you want to go to dinner?
Exactly.
Why do you want to watch the basketball game? You don't even like those teams.
That's something that she could probably say herself. So
you're Kramer. Right. Tell George.
That was a good Kramer impression right there. The last one.
Jerry. Tell Jerry. George? Was that Jerry? It was a good Jerry?
Was that Jerry?
It was Jerry. Kramer would be like, ugh.
Oh, that's definitely him, yeah.
Jerry, I don't know what you want me to tell him, but I can't tell him.
Was Seinfeld really that good, or was it overrated a little bit?
That's a good question. I don't know. You know, I think it was that good, but I think it was better as it was winding down. I think the first couple years weren't that good, but you related to it, I think, is what it was. And I think that... it had its moments. I don't know. It's funny because I didn't get into Seinfeld in the beginning because I played hockey on Thursday night. I played hockey every night. So I played hockey on Thursday nights, and so I didn't get into it. And then when I was older, I got into it. And then what I really got into it was in the reruns, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I tried it myself, but I never really got into the show much.
Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum. So I was in an airport one day, and yeah, that's how every show started, with the stand-up act.
Yeah. I tried it because it was very like highly... you know, rated.
I think
and
today it
about.
Doesn't play very well. It's very, excuse me, it's very odd. I think that it's very dated. Like, I've seen some episodes recently, and I'm like, it's not like the Brady. When you were a kid, did you get to watch the Brady Bunch in reruns?
I tried that as well.
But, I mean, the Brady Bunch was, like, good for my whole childhood reruns. Okay. Like, I never saw it when it was. Then they were still making the Brady Bunch. But shows don't seem to stand up like that anymore.
Well, Saved by the Bell is probably still good.
No way. There's no way Saved by the Bell is still good. I mean, I love that show. But, I mean, I was just talking with somebody today. And actually, you know what? I was just talking to Eric Fletcher. I don't know if I guess I can say this. He's working on Lethal Weapon today, the show. And I didn't like the show.
I don't like shows that are spinoffs of movies.
But let me tell you why. Because I'm, like, nostalgic. I want Riggs. I want the crazy Riggs. And I want Murtaugh. You know? Like, I want the old man, not Damon Wayne, who I'm laughing at the entire time.
No.
And he's too young. I just don't buy it. Like, if you're going to go with the nostalgia thing, then you got to, I think you got to play close to the vest. But when you watch, like, Top Gun doesn't hold up anymore. When you watch it, what was the movie we were talking? Major League maybe doesn't even hold up. What were some of the other movies we were talking about the other day where the movies don't hold up anymore?
Remember, we were watching, was it Back to the Future we were watching?
That movie
holds
up. Come on.
We were watching it, but we didn't finish the whole thing. But
right.
Did it definitely hold up?
I feel like it holds up.
Okay.
But I'm actually too much of a fan for that.
Yeah,
I can't really tell you. We should watch it and you tell me. I think it holds up. I think Top Gun doesn't hold up. I think Major League is borderline. What was the movie we were talking about the other day, though?
Coming to America?
Oh, Coming to America probably holds up.
Yeah, that's a classic.
There's the best line in that movie when he screams out the window, "Good morning! I am in Queens looking for my queen."
Yeah, classic.
And the guy goes,
classic.
"Hey, F you, buddy." And he goes, "F you, too."
With such happiness.
Like
too.
Happiness. Like he thinks it's a good thing. Yeah.
That was funny. That was a classic movie. But yeah, a lot of these things don't stand the test of time, but I guess that's what separates movies that are for the moment and the classics.
No, but there are movies we consider classics that I think don't stand up anymore. Like, even the Lethal Weapons, I don't know. I don't know that they'd stand up anymore. But I feel like, I haven't seen Die Hard in a long time, but I feel like the original Die Hard, maybe even the second, and maybe the third even stand up. I don't know.
Yeah. Die Hard's a funny case because the series is still going on, actually.
It is?
I mean, they had one that came out, like, what, 2 years ago?
No, it was, like, a lot longer than that, and it was a Die Hard 4, and it was terrible. I'll tell you. It was, yeah. I think, 2008.
Yeah, double. I don't think, no, it wasn't that long ago.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't Hold 8 years ago.
I'm going to look right now. Die Hard.
I'm going to go with 2014.
Four. Well, they're still making Rocky movies. Rocky holds up, by the way. 2007. Live Free or Die Hard. Boom.
What? 2007? Yep. Seriously?
2007, yes.
Wow. Time is flying.
Yeah.
That's if Rocky is still going on. You know, Godfather, that's a movie that stands the time.
Really?
Yes, I love that movie. The first one. The first two,
that's
actually.
Crazy. That's nuts.
Classics.
Yeah.
You know, but
But I don't think it stands up. I don't think, I don't know. I never got, I'm one of the weird people who never got into The Godfather. Goodfellas, I watched that 100 times.
Goodfellas.
You know what I like too? And now it's on Broadway.
What's that?
Bronx Tale.
Oh.
Yeah, I like that movie with Chaz Palminteri.
That's another classic.
That's another classic.
You know what's funny? I'm calling it a classic, but to tell you the truth.
You don't think it's a classic or you never seen it?
I'm a little embarrassed to say.
You never saw it.
I've never seen The Bronx Tale.
You've never seen A Bronx Tale?
No.
Wow. You've never seen it?
No.
I'm sorry. Kevin, we're going to have to change that, buddy.
I know.
Yeah.
It has to be done. Yes. To see it.
It's a good movie. Watch it this weekend. There you go. Now you got something to watch with your girl. It's actually a good movie to watch with your girl.
Okay.
I think.
So then we have a movie set for after bowling and
dinner. A Bronx Tale. There you go. A movie set for after bowling and dinner. Dinner and bowling.
Dinner and bowling, yes.
You might not need a movie. Maybe tonight is the night you watch the movie after the Knicks.
Yeah. There might be more basketball after that.
And listen, and if I'm wrong about that being a good movie for you too, then it died tonight instead of tomorrow night when you had all these nice things lined up.
Okay.
Like she might want to see something like Notting Hill instead.
Is that a chick flick?
Of course it's a chick flick.
I don't want to watch that. What about me?
Didn't we just talk about this, Kevin?
I mean, I'm sacrificing a lot here, Michael.
Are we only doing things you want to do?
I mean, but can I could get a little bit of...
You got your Knicks game. You got an athletic event in bowling. I mean, I know she's going to like that, but that's... You're going to enjoy that.
Yeah, I'll have fun with that, but man, okay. Notting Hill? That's like watching The Notebook or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not watching The Notebook, man.
I don't know, man. What do you
That's
want from
too much.
Me?
That's
All right,
a lot.
Fine. Watch Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind.
I'm kidding. You know what? They should make another Die Hard movie because this one grossed $240 million, and I bet it didn't cost that much to make.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a lot of money. $240 million.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember. I think I went
$240 million for Live Free or Die, yeah.
Actually, I think I went to the movies to go watch that.
You did?
Yeah, I think so.
I want to see Reacher.
Yeah, you've been saying that.
I know. I got.
How's it doing in the box office?
I don't know. Should I look it up?
Sure. The first one actually didn't do it for me too much.
I know, but I'm thinking like this one might. I'm hoping.
Yeah.
I'm hoping. Whoa. Wow. Oh, my God. No way.
I don't know if that's a good wow or a bad wow.
No, this has got to be the original one. The original one did. How much do you think the original one did? Of course they made a second.
Probably 80 million. U.S.?
$213.3 million U.S. dollars.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not expect that.
One? Yeah. Jack Reacher 2 box office. Let's see. So far, 80 plus million.
Hmm. Impressive.
First day, it did $44 million. I think that's pretty good for that movie.
No, I think it's pretty good, too. Definitely.
And it's, you know, it's not done yet.
No, that's pretty good.
Wow. It's up to, no, sorry. It's up to 93.9 million.
And it's been out, what, 3 weeks now?
I don't even think it's been 3 weeks. I think it's been 10 days. 10 days.
Okay. That's not bad at all.
93.9. It's going to break $100 million this weekend.
Tom Cruise still doing it.
Globally, it's already passed $100 million.
Just when I thought box office stars were done.
He's going to be a star for a long time. They got to remake Top Gun. He's a star for a long time.
He
breaks all the rules. Him and Schwarzenegger and Stallone. I mean, come on. They put out another Expendables.
That's funny, man. Yeah. I always find Expendables funny. You have these senior citizens running around throwing guys off of cliffs and you know, surviving car crashes and all this stuff.
Yeah. But in I the 80s, kind of we would have died for those guys to be in a...
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That's, you know what? That's what's faded. The action stars. Those no longer exist.
We don't have any new action stars. Yeah, we really don't. I mean, the newest one would be, you know, what's his name? The guy who looks like a little, you know, he's got the shaved head. I was going to say he looks like me, but he doesn't.
Vin Diesel?
No, not Vin Diesel. I guess.
Oh, the guy from Transporter.
Yeah, the Transporter. What's his name? I can't remember it now. Anyway, whatever. You know who
and,
I like him.
And I think The Rock. Dwayne Johnson.
I don't buy The Rock.
I think he's
I don't buy it. You buy him?
I mean, you know what? And what's the movie? I'm forgetting the name.
All right.
With Paul Walker.
Yeah, that's called Faster and Furiouser.
Yeah.
One of those. Yeah. You buy him in that?
Yeah, he was pretty good in that.
I don't know. No. Let's see what CJ has to say here. CJ wants to know if you're going to take my advice and, you know, not make it all about you, which is another. Oh, that's not another show. It's Mad About You is another show. So are you gonna take my advice?
I'm definitely going to take your advice.
All right.
I'm going to do the bowling. I'm going to do the flowers.
I think that we need Jenny to give us a recommendation of what movie you should watch. Like tonight, I think you should watch A Bronx Tale. And it could either set up the stage for tomorrow or you just have to forget about it and move on.
Okay.
I think A Bronx Tale was a good film, though.
Okay, I think that's worth the watch. Being it's a classic and I've never seen it.
So yeah.
We can do that.
Chaz Palminteri. Palminteri. Okay. Palminteri.
Should be on Netflix.
Yeah, I like him. So now he's like, he wrote the story. It was off Broadway. They saw it. They made it into a movie. Now... De Niro directed the movie. Now De Niro is a co-director of the play after some, like, you know, political wrangling.
Okay.
He wasn't the original director, so he's a co-director of the play. But it opened on Broadway. Musical now, though, I think. I'm not into the musical.
I was going to ask, do you do that? Musicals? No. And, okay.
No, like, I'd much prefer it to be a play.
All right.
I'm not into musicals.
Okay.
You know what we're doing? We're going to do a live broadcast with somebody from Glee. You want to know who?
I could find this out.
Yeah, I can find this out real quick. This is like 2 weeks from now.
Just because it's a hit show.
Yes.
Hope it's Rivera. What's it? Nayo?
No,
Rivera?
It's not. It's going to be somebody else. Hold on, I'll tell you in 1 second. I could find this. I should know more information. Let's see. Her name is Ali Stroker. She was on Glee and Broadway, and she, I believe. Has a very interesting, I know she has an interesting story, but she's in a wheelchair, and she says, make your limitations your opportunities. Beautiful girl and apparently has a beautiful voice, and she's going to play the piano and sing, and we're going to have it on Be Terrific, and then I'm going to interview her.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. She's she's good. She was on Glee.
I mean, yeah, Glee. Yeah. I mean, the Terrifics are in store for... Some great guests.
She became the first actress in a wheelchair to earn a degree from NYU Tisch Drama Department. This year, she was on Glee and The Glee Project, and she made history as the first actress in a wheelchair to appear on a Broadway stage, where she is currently originating the role of Anna in Def West's 2015 revival of Spring Awakening.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. That should be cool.
She was also in the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, which is a show. Do you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah. And she's from Ridgewood, New Jersey.
Jersey in the house.
Yeah. She's also had performances at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. Okay. Pretty impressive.
I'd say so. I think so. I mean, she's on Glee. She has to be.
What do you mean?
I mean, you know, Glee, a lot of the actors.
They take top-rate actors.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
Actors and singers.
You know, like really good entertainers overall, you know, so in order to make it there, you have to be pretty good.
Right. I agree. Glee, a lot of people like Glee, brought the musical back.
A lot of people do.
I watched it a little.
Did you?
Yeah. She's got a charity called Life Rolls On, liferollson.org.
All right.
Yeah. And also onmogul.com is going to be part of this. And OnMogul is a women's website magazine that is tearing it up, kind of like Be Terrific is tearing it up. One stage, millions of voices, and it's a really, really awesome organization. So check out onmogul.com, onmogul.com. I got to learn how to read.
I think you're fine, man.
Yeah. I'm like onmogul. Yeah, I do all right for a guy who's dyslexic.
Aw, think you're good.
Thank you.
I was going to say, but are you disappointed that you missed the Apple event? How much, like, did you, was there anything you were looking forward to? Maybe that you.
I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm okay.
All right.
No, they wanted to give me a private experience, and it was going to be cool, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, a private experience.
We're
going to
see if we can reschedule it. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe I'll sneak you in.
Sounds good. Can
I'll
you get
like,
me to the campus?
To do it for the show.
That's what you should do. Get me to the campus.
You to the campus? How about me?
Yeah. Have you seen that thing?
No.
It's pretty cool.
I
it looks
mean,
like
I've
a
seen
spaceship.
Pictures.
Yeah, I've seen pictures. Yeah.
Yeah. My father's been to the campus. I'm jealous.
Oh, has
he? That's what he told me at Infocom. Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, thanks for showing up.
He has to get us in there.
Huh?
He has to get us
in
there.
I've asked. He says, oh, no, I can't do it. What do you think the first thing I said to him was? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I said. I said, hey, can we go? Be Terrific live stream.
He said, let me think about it.
I can't get you past. He did when I was a kid, though. He got me into the MTV Music Awards, the After Party, the Music Awards, all
Man.
Sorts of cool stuff. Saturday Night Live? It's Saturday Night!
Hey, that's on my bucket list, by the way.
Saturday Night Live?
No, the MTV Music
really?
Awards.
Really? Oh, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
I always wanted to go.
I had a conversation with Leanne Rimes for like 20 minutes once. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I was like 15. This was a big deal.
Yeah.
And then Jenny McCarthy. That was the best. Jenny was hot at the time. She was on Singled Out. I mean, I don't mean hot, good looking. I mean, she was like a hot property. Like, she was a big deal. And she wore a sheer, you can look this up, sheer blue dress. You could see everything. And I was like 15. And after I talked to her for probably 3 seconds, I turned to my friend who was with me and I said, ha, what did we talk about? Wasn't that cool?
Oh, my goodness.
And he went, I don't know.
I would have been the same exact way. I mean, 15 years old, and you're talking to Jenny McCarthy?
Yeah, I can't say his exact quote. Her boyfriend slash manager was pulling her away. Pulling her away.
He was threatened by you?
Definitely not. They just probably had to go somewhere.
What if we found out all these years, yeah, and she runs into you, and she's like...
No. She's with Donnie Wahlberg, and I like Donnie. Donnie and I, we almost did business. Donnie, Adam, and I at Press Pass. We almost did business together.
Okay.
Yeah. He was going to join Press Pass. Didn't happen. But Donnie's a good guy. I like Donnie. Had a couple of breakfasts with him in bed. No. We had a couple breakfasts together, and then he came to Press Pass a bunch for meetings, and it just didn't work out. But he's a great guy. I love Donnie.
Okay.
Yeah. Come on. That's Donnie's girl. But no, I bumped into her at the MTV Music Awards after party. And, I was a kid. I was like, oh, hey,
And she was giving you all the conversation?
She shook my, I think I said to her, I think you're amazing, or you're I love your show. I think I said, I love you on Singled Out, or I love the show. And she said, oh, it's nice to meet you. I'm Jenny. And I said, hi, I'm Michael. And we talked for a while. I do remember her, like, holding, not letting go. Like, I let go, and she wouldn't let go of my hand, and she's being pulled away. And then I turned to the guy I brought, my friend, and I said that, and he was like, I don't know.
See, think I'm crazy for suggesting that maybe she...
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Just stop it.
If you ask.
That's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
She was like, oh, you're 15? I mean, I did look older at 15. The coolest thing was, so in my high school yearbook, I brought Handsome Jarrett when I was a senior, I brought Handsome Jarrett and my friend Scott Perlman. And we ran into Matt Pinfield, and we're posing with the statue and Matt Pinfield, and that's in the yearbook. Looks like we won it looks like we were a band that won the music award.
Man.
Yeah.
MTV Music Awards at 15 years old, man. Oh, man.
I have a Richie Sambora, Heather Locklear story, but that's an off-air story.
Oh.
Yeah.
Heather Locklear.
Yeah. I didn't see much of Heather.
I remember Heather Locklear.
Yeah. Melrose Place?
Melrose Place, yes. That was that was specifically the show I remember.
Yes.
I know she was on a ton.
Well, she was on TJ Hooker too.
Yeah, she did a ton of work.
And what was the other one she was on? She was on like a soap opera, I think.
She was. I'm trying to remember the name.
Days
of
Our Lives, maybe, or like General. No, everybody's on General Hospital. I don't know. Anyway, those awards were awesome. They were really, really a lot of fun. I was with Biggie Smalls like I don't know a couple weeks before he passed away.
Oh, man. So you were one of the few people that were...
I was working at Jerry Cosby Sports, and I said to this guy who worked with me who I really like, hey, Spiro. His name was Spiro. I mean, we were buddies, right?
Okay.
And he was like, I don't know, 30, 33, he was going through law school or something. He was working at Jerry Cosby Sports to put himself through law school. I said, hey, I'm going. You want to go? And he talked to Biggie all night. I didn't care. He talked to Biggie all night. He was going to be his lawyer. Yeah, that's what he thought as soon as I'm out of school. He talked to him and his crew all night long. I was like, all right, I'm going to go over here and see if I can get some food.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was cool, man. Yeah. Well, hopefully we
can. I talked to them for a little
again.
While. I was there, but, you know. Okay. See, I like Saturday Night Live better, though. It's cool to be at Saturday Night Live, you know? I like, because you get the show, you get to be backstage, you get to be in the green room.
Okay.
You know?
More behind the scenes look at things.
Well, but then you get a show. You get the show. You know what I mean? And then I used to go to the after party. I used to sneak into the after party. Like, I was invited to the after party, but I was too young, so I was invited, but I looked older, so I'd sneak in. And it'd be like Adam Sandler and Farley stumbling in, and then Spade. And I just try and talk to all of them. And the only ones who were always nice to me were Sandler and Farley.
Okay. So, yeah. I mean, is there an after party after every episode of Saturday Night?
Yes, after every episode.
Oh, okay.
I guess they still do it. I don't know. But there definitely was, absolutely, after every episode. Yeah.
That sounds cool.
Oh, I used to try and use their lines on them, too. Like, I'd be such an idiot.
That's funny.
I don't even remember what I'd say to Sandler, but like, you know, Farley, I'd try and crack him up. I would crack them up a little, you know.
Nah, that says a lot if you can make guys like that. Guys who make
but I was repeating. I was parroting their own lines. It wasn't like I came up with something. That would be good.
Okay.
Like
you had to have had one original joke in there.
Maybe I don't remember. I was like, you know, I think I started going at like 14.
Man, you were one of the cool kids.
I don't know. I had connections.
Yeah, you had to be. I mean, yeah. MTV Awards, SNL,
yeah.
14, 15 years old.
I think the coolest was I went to the Tiny Toons launch. You remember Tiny Toons?
Yes.
I went to the launch of that.
That was cool.
And I saw the guy who would give me my future look, Telly Savalas. He was Kojak at the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. That Spielberg was there that night. I mean, it was, you know, it was a great night. Tiny Toons.
No, it sounds like
my mother yanked me right out of there. She's like, I told you, 9 o'clock, you have to leave.
Oh, man, we should have brought this up yesterday. She could have told us the story behind it.
Oh, yeah. It was at the Puck Building.
Where's
that? I thought we were going to play hockey all night. I didn't know what Tiny Toons was. The Puck Building. It's on, like, Houston. What is it on? It's on Houston and, like, Lafayette.
Okay. I know where.
You know? It's like, an orange building. Yeah, and they set up a basketball court. And they had the characters playing basketball.
Oh.
That was cool. So, yeah, I was there. That was, like, the first big one I was at.
The MTV Music Awards still would be.
Yeah, it was cool.
It was cool. MTV.
I like bumped into Elton once backstage or something. I vaguely remember him not being very pleasant.
Wow.
Like, get out of my way, kid. You know who wasn't nice to me? So remember I told you Tom Cruise lived in my building, right?
Yes.
So at some point he like lent Vanessa Redgrave his apartment.
Okay.
She's a very famous actress. I didn't know who she was. And I'm walking in, and, like, I went to hold the door for her, and she wasn't happy that I was, like, I don't know, you know. And she just wanted to get in, and she was like, carry on, carry on. And she was so rude to me in the elevator. Like, I lived in the building, and she was so rude to me. I was like, yeah, I don't like you.
Yep.
Anyway. I shouldn't have said that on air.
I mean, it's the truth.
I know, but she's probably a perfectly fine person.
Maybe, but your experience is that she was not very nice at the time. You know?
Everybody else was awesome.
Yeah, you know,
a great building. Yeah,
maybe it was a bad day for her. Maybe
it was a bad day for her. Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like I'm possibly giving her a bad 5 minutes. Maybe there were paparazzi trying to take her picture outside.
Hey, you tell the story, and everybody else uses it and forms their judgment.
Exactly.
You know,
let's write that one off. No, Elton was definitely not so nice backstage.
Elton.
I also probably didn't belong backstage. That's when it started, though, Kevin. That is when it started. I just disregarded all the rules.
Yeah,
like, my pass says no backstage access, whatever. No, it actually always said backstage access. The first time was I was invited to be a guest at NFL Films at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a pass that said no post-game field access. And I folded that under, like, it was a paper pass back then. And I just folded it under.
Okay.
And walked right out on the field. And I watched the end of the Rams game from the field, the Rams-Titans Super Bowl.
But
without being a member of the media or anything.
Saw the last play where they didn't get – wow.
Yeah.
That was
– I was rooting for the Titans, too. I really didn't like the Rams uniforms.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I couldn't stand those gold and blue uniforms.
That was crazy, though, at Super Bowl.
Oh, my God. But I do like Kurt Warner.
Yeah, I like Kurt, too. Great story. Anytime with someone, like, you know, is bagging gun groceries 1 minute.
Wait, but that Yeah, no, he had a great story. Bagging groceries and then in the NFL, star MVP quarterback. MVP? Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
No, the other one was, I think was before that. Yeah, when it really started was I followed Marty Brodeur into a players and their families only all-star game dinner.
Wow.
In Boston, yeah.
And you were able to stick around?
For a little bit. A little bit till my father tried to come get me, and then security was like, "Sir, what are you doing?" And he's like, "Oh, I'm following my son." And they came again. I said, "I'm with Uncle Marty," and they were like, "Get out of here."
Oh man, your dad outed you.
He outed me. I was like, "What are you doing? What? Why did you do that?" He's like, "How are you gonna get home?" I'm like, "A taxi."
Come on, pops.
Yeah, I was like, "I know where the hotel is. I know what it's called. I'm 16. I got cash. I got credit cards. I'm good. I'll see you later."
Man.
And he didn't care. He didn't need to be there with the players. He was just like going through the motions, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sure my kid really wanted to go to the All-Star game. Peter Max gave us tickets. We'll go. Yeah?
I know.
1500 on a hotel.
Wish I could
2500 on the flight. You know.
Wish I could relate, but
nah, the meals were good though. We went to good steakhouses.
Maybe I can go to the NBA All-Star game.
Yes! We should do that.
So I would love to.
Yeah.
Would love to.
Yes, we should do it. We should make it happen.
Definitely.
What if you're like backstage because we're doing like Be Terrific, behind the scenes at the NBA?
I'd be like.
Would you even be able to do a show if what if Barkley was right there and he was like, "Hi, I'm Charles Barkley." You'd be like. I'd be fine. I'd be like, "What's up, Charles? Hey, when I was in camp, Charles, you dunked." All right, never mind. Let's just talk about the NBA All-Star game.
What are you going to say? You're going to give us a story?
No, I mean, I've told the story on the air before. I went to sleepaway camp, and Charles Barkley came, and he dunked at camp.
Oh.
And I took a picture, like every kid took a picture. And I got the dunk, which was it's hard. It was like, you got to time it right. So I got the dunk, which was cool. And then Charles told us all that there are only 300 players in the NBA, and none of us were going to become NBA players, blah, 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 blah. And then I crushed my dreams of being in the NHL.
One thing Charles wasn't, he was not a role model.
Right. But I like Charles. I always loved Charles. I really did. And I like him to this day. I've never interviewed Charles Barkley. Oh. I would interview him.
He's an interesting interview. He says some outlandish things.
Sometimes, though. I saw him on the NFL the other day. It wasn't very good. The NFL on CBS. I didn't think it was good.
He's more, I don't know. He's weird. He's a weird,
But seriously, like, okay, if we're doing the NBA All-Star game and Jordan walks up and is like, "Hey, what's up?"
That would probably be the one guy that I would just be like, just frozen. Yeah. I wouldn't be able to
really
maybe continue on.
Or at least I'd snap you out of it.
Yeah. Probably give me a minute to just kind of
really,
like,
I'd be excited about Michael Jordan.
I'd be super like,
I would just think about all the stories I could tell Jack.
That Michael Jordan was everything to me.
So, really?
Yes.
I think I could interview Messier with no problem today. I mean, I've done it before, but I think today I could sit, like I've done it in a locker room. I think I could sit here with Messier and not be like,
because you've been around him enough, you know?
Yeah. You think that's why?
But you know what? The comparison, a good one would be someone you haven't.
The first time I interviewed him, though, all I could think of after the game was the questions I wanted to ask when I was 12. Like, how do you bend your blade of your stick, and what do you say to the guys in the locker room before the game, and how high do you lace your skates, how often do you sharpen them, what's the hollow, stuff like that. I couldn't ask him, but I asked him real questions on the game. I couldn't, it took me a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's your first time seeing a childhood, somebody that you looked up to.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I got a picture on my desk of this.
Yeah, I mean, I think I know which, I think I've seen it, yes. Yeah. So, Michael Jordan, man, I'll be in awe, in total awe. But I'll probably get my head back in the game. But I definitely want to go to that game, to the All-Star game.
Yes. I don't like All-Star games. Can I just say that?
Why not?
Because they don't play hard. I don't feel they play hard. It's not competitive.
Oh, they don't, definitely. Yeah. It's
no big
deal. Glorified
you know what game. I do like? The skills competitions, though.
Those are good.
Yeah, the home run derby, the skills competitions. I like those.
No, those are good.
All right. Do you want to do Smash Something Friday? Do we have something to smash? We didn't even really plan this. And is that other thing ready that we were talking about earlier?
Oh, yes. We have that here.
Do we have to download an app for it?
Oh, yes.
Well, we do might. Have to I could just do that right now.
We do have to download an app for it. And actually, you know what? I think we have to.
What do we have to do?
The battery. It's I put
it's
in.
Not charged?
Yeah, because I think the battery has to be charged independently outside of the drone.
What?
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, because I put the battery in.
Yeah.
And I'm realizing, like, oh, you have to charge the battery, you know.
All right, we'll do this for Monday or something. Then.
All right.
Does that sound good?
That sounds good.
Yes. Welcome to the NBA on NBC. Hello again, everybody. Alongside Michael Artsis, I have Kevin Foley. We're here for the NBA All-Star Game in New Orleans. Kevin, it's going to be a great matchup tonight. East meets West. We've got, of course, Carmelo Anthony and the East going up against the All-Stars from the West. This is the first year Kobe Bryant not in the All-Star Game in about 20 seasons, 18 NBA seasons, since Kobe Bryant first laced up those sneakers and played in an NBA All-Star Game. Kevin, what do you think is going to be the difference here tonight and the feel without Kobe Bryant?
I think the real big difference is going to be that guys are going to move the ball around a little bit more. Obviously, there's a vacant spot in the lineup. Bryant has started for about 20 years straight now. So I think it's going to be Steph Curry and Westbrook to start off the game. And so that should be an interesting dynamic, especially with the whole Oklahoma City versus the Golden State Warriors and the whole Kevin Durant scenario.
Well, that is a true statement. A truer statement may never have been uttered here on NBA on NBC. And I'll tell you why, because Durant and Westbrook, during their first matchup against each other this season, the first time that former teammates went against each other, did not even speak before tip-off, clearly avoiding each other and clearly not happy. They called each other friends, best of friends, when they played in Oklahoma City, but they no longer are. Take a look at the tail of the tape.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Man, that's
our audition reel.
That was smooth, too. That was like off the top. Like,
right.
No preparation.
We just made that up completely.
Natural.
Yeah, I said 18. Was it 20? Was it really 20 seasons for Kobe?
Yes.
I thought it was 18.
No, Kobe came in 1996.
Six. Yes. So it would be 19 seasons. 96, 97 or 95, 96?
Oh, it's 96. It was 96, 97.
So then it's 19 seasons.
19 seasons, yes.
19 seasons in the NBA.
19, yeah.
Good evening, everybody. I am Tom Brokaw.
Surprisingly
just
enough,
in.
He says he doesn't miss the game.
Kobe Bryant going right from high school to the NBA. Is this an epidemic in America where students will now try to skirt college to follow their dreams? We go now live to Andrea Mitchell, who is in Philadelphia, with this story. Andrea?
Wow. It's pretty good.
Thank you.
I think so. Pretty good.
I can't do Sam Donaldson. Mm. I can't do Brian Williams. Well, I'd have to lie. I'd have to, like, good evening, America. I was on a chopper this evening that was downed in Kosovo. I'm lucky to be alive. Scared for my life with more than 25 in crew. We're all lucky to be here tonight, America. And I'd like the colonel to tell the story right now. Colonel, when you saw that fire, yeah. These guys were nice enough to give me part of the chopper.
How nice of them, how nice.
Yeah. I got a package on my desk. It was undisclosed. It didn't say who it came from. I opened it up and it was a piece of the fuselage from the down chopper I was in Kosovo. But I knew it was from these guys.
Wow.
Yeah. I shouldn't be telling this on television, but it was definitely from the Navy SEALs SEAL Team 7, Team 124.
Wow. Well, you said you shouldn't tell us, and you told us.
Yeah.
But Anderson Cooper, can you do him? Can you do Anderson Cooper?
No way. No.
Can't do Anderson?
He's smooth. He's like, that guy is. First of all, I'd have to lose like probably 80 pounds to Anderson Cooper.
Just to do an impression? It's hilarious.
I got the glasses. I need a little bit more hair, some gray.
You do have the glasses. And it's just a very but not too stern.
We're here in New Orleans tonight, and you can see the sheer devastation and destruction. It is really sad. We have a lot of families that have been displaced, and you know, our heart goes out to them. Here is a family right here who we just happen to be walking by. Ma'am, it seems like you've lost everything. Was that good? No, it wasn't good. No. He's hard. He's hard. He's good. I like Anderson.
Yeah, he doesn't really have the distinguishable voice like Brokaw and guys like that.
Good evening. I would love to interview Anderson Cooper and say why he didn't get the spot here at NBC when I left.
Anderson Cooper.
Yeah. Oh, my computer. I haven't talked to the Terrifics in so long. All right, are we going to smash something? Let's get the bat out. That means we're going to have to go to commercial break. Let's go to the commercial break. Do you ever see Warner Wolf? You ever watch Warner Wolf? Let's go to the videotape.
No.
Wolf was amazing.
Was it?
Yeah. The Mets up 3-2 in Cleveland. Let's go to the videotape. Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's how he would cue the guy who had to put the tape in the deck and press the button.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was like his cue.
Gotta check
that out. Because in sports, like in the rest of the news, you have a script. In sports, you usually write like a highlight box so you can keep up with it. If you miss something, you miss it, right? So you read the first part like, the Mets in Houston tonight taking on the Astros. The Mets have won their last 7 games, and if they win tonight, they take over first place in the NL East. Then as soon as it goes to the first shot, which you see in the teleprompter, you look down and you read the boxes. And you go, first inning, you know. And you go off that, and you're not on the prompter anymore. And so maybe he would riff, or he would see off the monitor like a highlight, and he'd say something. And so his cue to the guy, so that he didn't have to worry about the cue point on the paper, would be, let's go to the videotape. And they'd come back to him usually for that.
That's how they did it back in the day, huh?
Yeah. Well, it became his signature line. And then that's what, I mean, play. So you'd hit, this is what it was. You'd have like 10 tape decks. The guys would stack all the tapes. They'd have a countdown on them. So instead of seeing video immediately, you'd see like 5, 4, 3. You'd cue it up to 3. And then the TD, the technical director, would go, play VT1. And when he'd see 2, 1, black, boom. And he'd know 2, 1, black, he'd hit boom, and up would come the video.
We've come a long way since then.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Do you have to do any of that? Roll VT1, Kevin.
I do not have to do any of that. But
VT1 would be media one, by the way.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
No. But are you ready for to get ready for Smash Something Fridays?
I'm ready.
You have something in mind?
We're gonna have to find something.
All right, so let's go to break.
I'm looking around the studio. We've got a guitar we could smash from Guitar Hero, but I like that guitar. Yeah, me too. All right, Smash Something Friday. We're gonna take a quick break. We're actually gonna run, are we gonna run commercials? Do we have a video we could run? How about we run the you know what? First, before we do that, do we have video of the seagull to show everybody?
We do, in fact.
This video should go viral. Let's just show this first. Can you play it without audio? Because the audio is kind of like...
Play it without audio?
There's too much wind. Yeah. Turn the audio off on Media 2.
All right.
Yeah.
So, by the way, we have 2 versions of that.
Well, the second one doesn't... You could just play it also without... I interview the guy.
All right.
But it's too windy. You don't want to hear it. You don't want to sit through that.
The first one is too windy.
I'll tell you, the guy's name is George. He's a captain of one of the New York waterway ships that ferries between Port Imperial and New York City, 34th Street, Midtown. And every day he feeds the bird he calls Sammy. It could be multiple birds. I don't know how he identifies it. Bread by throwing it to the bird as the boat's moving, as the bird's moving. In midair, the bird catches it. He starts in the morning with his cornbread muffin, and then he winds up throwing bread at about lunchtime to the bird. He said the bird is only there in the fall and winter. In the spring and summer, it migrates somewhere else.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and he's been doing this for years. So you're going to see George here. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me redo that. Good evening, America. Tonight we bring you a heartwarming story of a relationship between a man and a bird. New York Waterway Captain George Ferris. I made up the last name, by the way. George Ferris has been feeding this bird for some 12 years since he started with New York Waterway. Every morning from fall till winter, he feeds the bird some cornbread. And at lunchtime, some white bread. This video will touch your heart. Before we go tonight, check out George and Sammy.
Wow, man, you're very good with this stuff.
Just making that up. Kidding. All right, so here it is. You're gonna play. You got media 2 queued up. You got the audio off.
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. I could talk through it if you want. And by the way, what I did wrong is I'm trying to show you the perspective. I should have just stayed on the bird so you could have seen the bread come through the air right into his mouth. So the second one is the better catch.
All right, so let's go to it.
Yeah. Here we go. Here comes George. Here's George. He's got some bread in his hand. You will not believe this, Kevin. Here you go. I showed this yesterday off my phone because this is what I shot it on. By the way, the iPhone video off a 6 Plus, not a 6 Plus S, looks pretty good. Here we go. Oh, this is the second one. This is the one where I interview him. I say. So if you go to the other one, you'll see better catches. I think now they fly away and I just interview them. Oh, okay. There are two birds, but the one that catches is Sammy. Okay? So play this one. This is the first one.
All right.
Here we go. You see the bread in his left hand. Look at that catch. This guy, Sammy, I'm telling you, center fielder for the Yankees next season.
Wow.
Did you see that bird?
No, that was,
I mean, the boat is moving.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Unbelievable.
That was pretty cool. But
yes.
We still have
you want to show that again?
We'll show it again?
Show it again.
All right.
But
well,
the short one.
The shorter one.
Yeah.
All right.
I was amazed. I said, dude, you gotta do that again. I just all of a sudden see this guy throwing bread off the boat.
No, that was pretty cool. I think that's terrific to see that.
Yeah. Here we go. Whoa. Wow. Woo. Good catch, Sammy. Good catch. If I could only teach Jack to catch that well.
When I saw it the first time, I thought it was fake.
Yeah. It's real.
Yeah, that's
no camera tricks. I, by the way, have tried to teach Jack how to catch. Sometimes he catches it. Sometimes his face catches it.
Okay.
I'm working on it.
Working on it. You know, it takes some time sometimes, you know?
Yes!
It can.
Oh, let me do it with a Marv Albert. Come on, let's see if I can do Marv. You ready?
Let's do Marv, okay.
Hello again, everybody. Here we go. We've got George, and he's got the ball. He's going to be passing the ball to Sammy. Sammy is... I don't even know what I was going to say. Never mind.
You were,
yeah.
You were rolling for a little
yes!
bit.
Yes! I
you
was
know,
rolling.
That happens. That happens.
Yeah. George is on fire from downtown. Yes!
He can be.
All right. Well, it's better with the bird if you're going to play the footage.
No. What you mean it's better with the bird?
Well, if you show the footage and I'm talking under it.
Oh,
better.
You want to play it again? You want
well,
to go
one
for
more
it?
Time. Let's show time? Everybody. They got to love all this
right.
footage.
Okay. So
one more time. I'll do it. I'll announce it like Marv Albert.
All
I
right,
love
so
Marv.
We'll go for it.
Yeah, here we go. Soon I'll have to do it like Kenny. All right. George throws the pass. Sammy catches it. Yes. Here we go. He's on fire. Another pass. Caught. It's a touchdown for Sammy. That is number 22 on the season, and it looks like the Seagulls will win the Super Bowl. Yes. All right. There you go.
All right.
Marv's much more famous for doing basketball, and he likes basketball,
no.
from what I understand.
Yeah, he's a legend.
Yeah.
He's a legend. In
yes.
the field, definitely.
All
absolutely.
Right. All right. We're going to take a break.
Yeah, we're going to take
a break,
and then we'll
gonna take
come
a break.
Back.
We're going to take a break. When we take the break, we're going to come back and we're going to smash something Friday.
That sounds pretty good to
so
me.
We saw a bird eating bread. Doesn't sound that exciting, but it was amazing. And then we're going to see bat break something. What do you think?
I think that sounds great.
Do I need to get the safety glasses out?
Let's see.
I'm so excited. Just can't hide it.
Especially when we're going to smash something.
And I like it. Yeah. Should I get the safety glasses out?
Yeah, you should.
Nah, I'm just going to wear
no?
this.
Okay.
That's why I wore these glasses today.
Okay.
Contacts all week. It's Smash Something Friday. I put the glasses on.
Got it. Makes
right.
sense.
We'll all be right. back right after this. Don't go anywhere. You are the Terrifics. You make Be Terrific special. You're watching on all sorts of different networks, including. I just learned how to talk. Hi. Including WPLJ, WABC, Nash FM, and 103.9. Yeah. All right. We'll be back right after this. Stay with us. All right, Kevin. Welcome back, Terrifics. This is the Michael Arts' show. It is Friday. We're going to bring back Smash Something. I like the bat. I think it's a good weapon. This one's nice and dented because we've used it for other Smash Somethings. This you just saw is the hashtag cube. We're not going to smash the hashtag cube. We are going to smash the prototype, the InstaCube, which preceded the hashtag cube. We like the hashtag cube, but the InstaCube has seen better days. Are you ready, Kevin?
I am ready, Michael.
Now, how do you think I should do this? Should I stand up? I mean, obviously, this is plastic and glass, so... I could take a bat to that, it would just destroy. Should I maybe just see what I could do just coming straight down on it, or should I flip it like that?
Honestly, I've never done a smash something, so I'm not sure the usual, like,
we,
how to go about it.
We want the biggest effect, right?
Want the Oops. Biggest effect, okay.
The biggest effect. Here we go.
All right, so let's see what we can do here.
Let's get it facing
I'm gonna
the
get
camera.
To you. We're going to get your whole, like, setup, how you wind down and your whole...
Lying down?
No, how you wind down the bat, how you, your whole setup, you know?
Right.
Somebody might want to do this. We have to see
no,
how
no,
you
don't try
it.
This at home.
Don't try this at home?
Do not try this at home. This is trained professionals here.
All right, so let's
you break gear like this. Should I choke up? Maybe I should take the Apple Watch off. I don't want to hurt the Apple Watch.
Yeah, let's take it easy on the Apple Watch. I like that watch.
Me too. All right. Besides, I wouldn't play ball with the Apple Watch on. Take the cufflinks off, too.
You can do that.
All right. You ready for this, Kevin?
Michael, I am ready for this.
All right. So I'll choke up on the bat here a little because we're short space. I'm going to tomahawk it, basically.
All right.
Are you allowed to still say tomahawk?
Yes, I believe that's
all right. You're going to switch to the other camera, or you want to have switch halfway through?
I'm seeing that you're doing
so
this.
So let me
so
give
ready?
You a practice. Boom.
Okay. So
it's a little delayed on the switch.
Okay. No. Oh, no. I'm just you're
ready. It's gonna happen quick.
All right. So we're ready.
There you
now.
Go. You ready? Dun 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 dun. Oh, now you're not switching back to the other feed.
Oh, the thing is, I thought. See, we gotta get on the same page.
Here we go. This is what I'm gonna do.
Go?
You're gonna be like this, and as soon as I go like this,
okay.
You're gonna
okay. You just wouldn't catch me the effect. Okay. Gotcha.
All right.
All right.
Dun 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 dun. I got the nice stance going here. Right?
Uh-huh. We're ready.
Looking at the pitch. All right, here we go. You ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1. Wow. Did that look good on TV?
That did.
That looked good in person. Look at that.
Sheesh.
One more shot?
Yeah, why not? Right. Wow.
Oh, that felt good.
Sheesh.
It feels so good
to smash
something Friday.
I felt the impact of that. Man.
I think we destroyed it.
That thing got smashed.
It only took one shot. I think I have glass splinters in my feet.
Man. Put a lot of strength into that swing there, buddy.
That was even like 50%, by the way.
No?
I just want to say that.
That wasn't 50% of your power?
Yeah, I would say about 50% because we're indoors and I didn't give a good windup.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Who likes Smash Something Friday?
I know I do.
Yes.
That was
next
something.
Week
look at that terrifics.
Look at this. This is carnage.
That is.
We like carnage, right?
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
I think in this case.
This would be terrific, but this is good. Now you can learn how this whole thing went together. I definitely have glass splinters.
Wow.
Now you can figure out how this whole thing went together. So here we've got a... see, if I make it a teaching lesson, it's okay, right?
Yeah.
It's good. This is the fastest way to rip something apart. You've got the board here,
okay.
Which has got the ribbon connector to the... There's got to be the screen. The screen is actually kind of... Wow, very interesting. The screen is this little thing right here. And then it's got all this stuff. And wow, this is an Android. It's an A. It ran Android software. This is an A. Let's see whose chip this was. Allwimmer Tech. It's an A13 chip from them. It wasn't the best Android operating system. This was a very early production model, or pre-production model. And I actually like prototypes, so I'm sad about doing this, but. We learned a lot about how the InstaCube was put together. You know, looking at this, it could have been a lot slimmer. Could it not have?
It could have been.
And that was one of the biggest complaints on this device, was that it was too thick.
Good teachable lesson there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Michael.
It is teachable, right? So now that we've dissected this and we know lots of layers of glass and some screen and some more screen and then one thin chip and some cables. Wow. And then this frame. Which, by the way, you can see is like hand spray painted for this one.
Oh.
Wow, this was really a prototype. Now you know what a prototype looks like on the inside. We should keep that for fun. I think I've got some glass in my finger now.
Now we know.
Yes, do not try this at home, folks. It was a lot of fun, though. Smash Something Friday. And it did not hurt the bat, but I think we've got another new fresh mark on it.
Mm.
Oh, felt good. Feels good sometimes to do that, right?
It does. That's necessary sometimes, man.
This is what Hojo used to do.
It's necessary sometimes.
Yes. All right. So, Kevin.
Yes, Mr.
We're going to be back next week with a lot more shows. You're going to have to do this next week. Oh, here are the buttons, by the way, in case you want to see what the buttons look
like.
Okay. See? They still click. And they're wired to the board. All right, so they sat up here. I think that was awesome. We're going to have to get the vacuum out.
Yeah. Something to clean up now.
Yeah, we got that new Black & Decker vacuum. I really like that thing. It works as a dust buster or an upright vacuum, and it's pretty tremendous. It costs about $129 on Amazon. Really, really reasonable, and anybody here can use it. Works for about 25 minutes on a charge, at least that's what we've found, and it picks up just about anything. We're going to use it to pick up this stuff and clean the studio, and it's lightweight. It goes in the closet really easy, and it's bagless because it's also a dustbuster. When you need to get those little spots that you want to bend over for, you use the dustbuster. If not, you got the upright vacuum. It's really cool. Check it out, blackanddecker.com. Blackanddecker.com, or go to amazon.com to check out your Black & Decker 2-in-1 upright vacuum. How about that? They are the originators of the Dustbuster, by the way.
Didn't know that.
Yes. Yes! They are the originators of the Dustbuster. As I think you are the originator of the, I don't know.
I was going to say what?
We definitely put a dent in the wood here. I don't know. What are you the originator of?
I don't know. Damn, yeah. The Hulk? You're putting dents in the floor?
I'm telling you, it was only 50%.
Sheesh.
I guess you don't want to meet me in a dark alley.
I mean, not if you're putting dents in floors using 50%.
I am Batman.
But,
I got a little splinter in my hand now, too.
Man, you really smashed that.
I think I did. Well, it smashed something Friday. So we brought it back, and that's the first Smash Something Friday. We got the bird eating, and we had a great show. So tonight you're picking up the bottle of wine. Tomorrow you're going to do the whole date thing, the whole date day, basically.
Yes.
And then you're going to talk about it with me on Monday and tell me how it went.
Yeah, I'll let you know and let the Terrifics know how this this whole thing goes. And
this is why you do
not. I like the way it sounds. Sounds great. Yeah. Definitely. So it should be good.
And this is why you only let trained professionals do it. I definitely have a piece of glass in my hand right now.
Okay, so we're going to have to take care of that.
Do we have tweezers here?
I do not know, but we'll find out.
We'll find out. All right, you're the Terrifics. You make Be Terrific special. For Kevin, I'm Michael. Thanks so much for watching. Until next time, be terrific.